The Democratic governor reached the deal on Friday with Democrats who control the state legislature. Both houses acted quickly to approve it. Senate President Donald Williams of Brooklyn says the budget provides needed support for cities and towns.
So that at the local level, services can be delivered that our citizens depend on every single day. This budget keeps that promise.
State Senator Beth Bye, a West Hartford Democrat, is co-chair of the legislature's Appropriations Committee. She says the bill also helps seniors, as well as those looking to find work, and it provides needed housing support.
This is a responsible budget. It has a 2.5% increase for all funds.
That 2.5% increase is where the opposition came in. The vote in the Senate was 21-15, and the budget passed the House 91-55. Groton Representative Edward McCousher was one of three Democrats in the House to vote against it.
I've been concerned for a long time that our budgets have not been sustainable.
Republicans pointed out that the budget has increased for four straight years, along with an increase in taxes and government borrowing. Senator Rob Kane of Watertown voted against the budget.
We had an opportunity with a midterm budget to fix this issue, to stop the runaway train, and we lost it. We missed that opportunity. We let it go by, and we're going to pretend that everything's great.
Democratic leaders argue the 2.5% increase is a low number and reflected some tough choices. Once signed by Governor Donna Malloy, the budget is set to kick in on July 1st at the start of the new fiscal year. Dan Katz, WSHU News.